found you learned the same lesson no matter what culture you're raised in. You could be raised by a group of wolves. You could be a wild child, but you would still be socialized into that culture by your parents or caregivers. And you would learn very soon that if you are good, you get rewarded. And if you're bad, you get punished. Positive, negative reinforcement. Many forms of reward. Soft voice, touch, holding, gifts, privileges. And the punishments are often the opposite of those things, even physical punishment. We all learn this in growing up. And if your parents were there all the time watching you, noticing your every behavior, they would be very consistent. But most of our parents got tired now and then. And so there were times we behaved badly or imagined we had bad thoughts or feelings. But nobody was there to punish us. Now we learned, if you're good, you get rewarded. If you're bad, you get punished. So if nobody else was there to punish us, who did? Someone was watching. And I'm not just talking about God. I'm talking about you. You have kept a subconscious black book, a scorecard of when you've been good and not good. You've thought back on all those times, for example, how kind you were to your parents when you were a teenager. We've been keeping score. The irony is, those of us with the highest vision, the highest ideals and standards, the most sensitive of us, often have the biggest self-worth issues because we never seem to meet our ideals and our standards. Maybe the secret's to have lower standards, I don't know. But somewhere you came up with a number. You don't know what it is consciously, but let me ask you, whenever you want to access the subconscious, ask, what if I knew? If you did an instant scan of your life, all the kind things you've done, the unkind things, come up with a number. Where do you think your level of self-worth might be? On a 1 to 100 scale, what number comes into your mind? Undoubtedly, you're above 50. People below 50 or 40 or 30 or 20 are out there in the streets. They're self-destructing with drugs or negative choices in their lives. The fact that you're listening to this tape program means that you have a pretty good level of self-worth, probably above 50, but where is it? I'm going to ask you to come up with a number and say it aloud in just one moment. Ready? Go ahead, just say your number. How many, let me ask you this. Were you between 50 and 60? Were you between 60 and 70? 70 and 80? 80 to 90? 90 to 95? 95 to 100? Well, I suggest that if you were under 100, you have self-worth issues. Let's take a self-worth assessment. When fortune smiles on you, do you think this can't last? Do you find it easier to give than to receive? Does your life feel like a series of problems? Does money seem hard to come by? Do you find your work or relationships unfulfilling? Do you work long hours? Do you feel driven to work more, do more, be more than other people just to earn your place here on the planet? Do you overeat, smoke, drink alcohol every day, or use other drugs? Do you experience mixed feelings when you receive praise, applause, gifts, or pleasure? Have you turned down or passed up opportunities in education, work, or relationships, and later regretted it? Do you get sick or injured more than many other people? If someone asks the cost of your service, do you price yourself lower than others in your field? If you answered yes to even a couple of those questions, there are some self-worth issues to look at. The reason self-worth is the first gateway is because this will determine all that follows. There are those of us who've taken the seminars, heard the tape programs, read the books. our life doesn't seem to change much because we don't let it. Ramakrishna once said that an ocean of abundance and bliss can rain down from the heavens, but if we only hold up a thimble, that's all we're going to get. Once in a while, some of us say, no more with this thimble, I'm going to hold up a shot glass. Or a beer mug. Or a sink. But why not a bathtub? Why not a swimming pool? The impact of self-worth on your life happens in a number of different ways. If you have self-worth issues, to the degree you don't appreciate your innate worth, you'll tend to sabotage yourself. Self-sabotage works in our lives in insidious, hidden ways. Again, we don't consciously do it. Self-worth operates on the subconscious level. You don't wake up one morning saying, think I'll sabotage my relationship today. Think I'll sabotage my financial issues. But you've experienced it, haven't you? When things are about to get really intimate and close in a relationship, you find yourself backpedaling. That may be just a little too good for me. When I was the coach of the Stanford University gymnastics team, I walked into the gym one day and Brian, the captain of the team, was lying on the floor stretching one of his legs. Not unusual before workout, but as I walked by him, I heard him go, oh, this hurts so much, I hate this. I looked down, I thought I'd stumbled into a Mel Brooks movie. I was going, well, who's doing it to you, Brian? If it hurts that much, why don't you let up a little bit? Many of us could take this guidance in daily life. For 14 years, I taught a martial arts training based on knife fighting.